Hello, this is Charlie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Zen, or The Skill to Catch a Vibe. And with me today, thankfully, because my throat is scratchy and I don't feel like talking so much, I have two guests in the studio to help me talk.
Hello!
It's Mia and Alexia.
It is Mia and Alexia.
We're here.
And when's your show? Just to introduce you guys to all of our lovely listeners.
Our shows are bi-weekly, every Thursday at 1 a.m. So technically Wednesdays at night, because we know you're up.
Wednesday night / Thursday morning.
Yeah,
so if you are ever cooking the midnight oil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on down to Matter of Fact.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. So our first...
Heck yeah!
Yeah, that's the strongest word you can say.
Heck yeah!
That's the strongest word you can say. So with us tonight in the studio, we also have Fees. They are practicing live, recording.
Yes, they are. We can see them from our house.
Let's move on to our first song, which is The Most Wanted Person in the United States by 100 Gex.
Yeah!
So we're back. That was The Most Wanted Person in the United States by 100 Gex. I once saw them live. It was on their, actually, it was the Secret Tour, and they were opening for Brockhampton.
Oh, really?
And it was really weird.
How'd it smell in there?
Sounds like chemical warfare.
Yeah, it was an interesting. It was at a Gannis Arena at BU, which was weird.
That's
a huge space for
really
them.
Big space.
Is it?
It's aren't a really big space.
Aren't they touring with Machine
Girl? Yes,
yeah, they are. Touring with Machine Girl.
I was gonna get pressed.
Smelly.
I was gonna get pressed to see 100 Gex, but somebody wanted it more because I'm in Melisma Magazine. Shout out to Melisma Magazine at Tufts University. I was going to get pressed to see them, but I ended up getting pressed to see Bikini Kill on Sunday, which is insane for me because I'm a huge, huge Bikini Kill fan, and it's going to be the closest I've ever been to the beloved Kurt Cobain. because he dated the drummer of Bikini Kill.
Oh, Toby Vail. Was a little confused about that because he's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know, but still. It's still going to be the closest.
Speaking of Kurt Cobain, do you want to listen to the Nirvana song next?
Sliver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can play that. I just got to edit the cue really quickly. And then, so we have Sliver by Nirvana, and then Zurich is Stained by Pavement coming up next. And then looking ahead in the program, we have Glass Beach and Crumb. So stay tuned.
Mom and Dad went to a show. They dropped me off at Grandpa Joe's. I kicked and screamed, so please don't go. Watch the smoke clouds rise until we couldn't see the stars.
What?
Hi.
So that was Glass Beach. I think the second Glass Beach album is due to come out sometime this year.
Oh, nice.
So that's one of my most looked forward to albums of this year. And coming up next, we have Ghost Ride by Crumb, Tufts alums.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are. Yep. It's still like, I don't know, it's still weird to wrap my head around that. Like what the heck? You know?
Yeah, like, I bet they know what WMFO is.
I bet, exactly. Maybe you guys are listening right now.
If you're listening, come perform.
Oh my god, we would fall. So much appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll pay you.
Yes, we will.
All right, so coming up next is Crumb, and then Panchico, and then Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba.
You guys have any thoughts you want to share with the world?
I wanted to talk about the new Ari Aster movie that I really want to see with Joaquin Phoenix in it.
Oh, how'd you pronounce that?
Joaquin.
You said it like Joaquin.
You pronounce it, yeah.
Joaquin.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's how you... No, I know. That's how I was like, oh...
I know how to pronounce things. Look at me. No, I love Ari Aster so much.
Ari Aster's a genius,
I've
man.
Been looking forward to a new movie for a while.
What other movies has he made?
Midsommar. Hereditary.
Haven't seen it.
No way. Mira, espérate.
They're so good. Really good movies. Highly recommend.
I'm not a fan of most horror movies.
It's not traditional horror, though. It's more psychological.
See, I'm a fan of more psychological stuff, but I tried to watch Midsommar and I couldn't get past 15 minutes.
Yeah, he does a lot of
the first 15
stuff.
Minutes sucks, that's why. They're both really good movies.
No, they're really great, but yeah.
They deserve the hype for sure.
Oh, for sure. I know, and the next one looks like such a trip.
I know.
I watched recently. So I watched a movie that could have been like an A24 movie like that, but it was probably released a little too early. Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh my gosh! I love that movie so much.
Yeah.
I love that movie so much.
It was pretty good.
I watched it. Well, Alexia watched it for the first time with me last year. Remember?
Yeah.
I think I give it really a 2.9 out of 5.
Okay.
So a little better than
that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, but. I love that movie so much.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Because, like, it's definitely like... Because I think A24 was a thing then.
Yeah.
But, actually, I mean, A24 is just distributors anyway.
Yeah.
It was a good coming-of-age movie. Another good coming-of-age movie was 8th Grade.
That's a really great movie. A24 just has really bangers.
I don't know if this was about the same time, but Captain Fantastic.
I haven't seen it.
That was good.
Yeah. That's cool. I gotta put it on my list now.
What is it though?
It's Viggo Mortensen, and he's like this creepy guy, not creepy guy, but he lives in the woods with like his family, and they're kind of like a cult. And then his wife dies.
Sorry, that's my
the laundry alarm.
That's my laundry alarm.
All right, that's the alarm for us to move on to the song. Let's go.
Back
All right, so that was La Puta by Panchico after, what's the movie called? One of you guys give me a hint here.
What movie?
The Studio Ghibli movie.
Which one?
Oh, Castle in the Sky. That's the one.
I haven't seen Castle in the Sky.
All right. So I actually saw Panchico live at the Somerville Theater last year, and tomorrow I will be going to see Ezra Collective at the St. Clair. And you may ask, how am I getting my hands on these tickets? Through WMFO, of course. So listen up and pay attention to the Instagram, because every so often we give away tickets, and more tickets will be forthcoming in the very near future for such great artists such as Indigo D'Souza, which I know I will be giving away that one later in a couple weeks. So stay tuned to that. And I also have another message for you. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. All right, I'll allow you guys to speak.
Why do I never hear PSAs on regular radio?
They play PSAs every so often.
Really?
But different types of radio are required to run PSAs that are different depending on the type of radio station.
Really different.
Sorry, I phrased that poorly. But commercial radio stations have to run less. Nonprofit radio stations like WMFO have to run more. And that's because we don't take advertiser money. And that's a nice segue.
Yes.
Can you guys kill like 15 seconds while I pull something
up? Yeah, of course. Hi, Mia. How was your day today?
My day was really good. How was yours?
It was pretty good. I'm really tired. I slept 12 hours last night.
I know you did. You
went from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Alexia went to sleep at... Exactly. That's what I was...
Okay, anyways. Go ahead.
I got it. So I had to pull up the donation tiers because we are running our fundraising drive this month. The official details will be coming out probably in the next couple of days, but since I'm in the know, I'll give you guys a sneak peek and tell you guys how you can donate. So donate on the website. I think that should be up now. If it's not, it should be up in the next couple of days, or on the link on our Instagram page, WMFO. And if you donate $20, you can get a mug, $25 shirt, $40 hoodie, $100, you get to record your own PSA in the station.
What?
That's crazy. So if any of those seem intriguing to you, and I'm buying the hoodie. So if any of those seem intriguing to you, donate.
Colors, a tip, a tap, a finger, electricity lingers, excessive depression. aggressive that me to draining out the wave. Sentimental or a mental slave. How you live, how you give. I'm part of a class that you can't mask. Visually, I'm like pouring paint in the glass. I drive creek in a dash. Ayo, I got tricks by the bolo. I twist us to shift while I blow smoke. If you want me to listen, then tell me what I don't know. It's a love practice, playing Django on the scale to prevail. This is poetry in motion. These niggas can't even get open. Never mind the darkness of it, let it rip you apart. It's alive, I prescribe your subscription. A tribe, a delicate surrender, I just dipping. It's a love practice. Ayo, I never met a person like you. Can shed rainbows, but won't choose all your colors. A tip and tap a finger, electricity lingers. Excessive, depressive, that means just raining out the wave. Yeah, ayo, I never met a person like you. Can shed rainbows. Tap a finger, electricity lingers. Excessive, depressive, that means it's raining out the wave. Hold it down, hold it down. Thank you.
see planes, but I think of you and I stare, sweeping through the night sky. All of you flying by, how many of you are up there? Perfectly above my head, with your cheeks on the chair. Some asleep, some lit up by Hollywood monitor glare. Feel the weight of the world go. I stand my journey to and fro. Quiet boy in my pocket scared. Feel the weight of the world is all. You all look so small from up here. You all look so small. Served your ecology to escape this nightmare. The deluge of the world flows. Ain't too easy to see when it's this lonely down here. So let's escape this arrow. As if it weren't up to me, as if I did not care. From JFK out to Heathrow, make a window seat. I wanna feel free, oh.
First I had to find it. I couldn't find a friend. Had to rely on my wits. I be with Mike and man. 9 days I be with Sage and with Six. Press, you dig? I'm in LA, we go. Please come and claim it, kid. I cannot play with them. Let's try a different approach out. I celebrate with a toast. Bro, do you know if you with me, we homebound. I need a city to hold down. You niggas gave me a coast. You went and gave me a cape. But that never gave me no hope. Yeah, I found a new way to cope. It ain't no slave in my soul, but I keep the memories close by. Even when I hit a low, I still get thanks to the most high. I can't do favors no more. If you lame me, you broke and you waiting for cosign. I take a play to go. Right after break, bro. Loose on my chain is gold. Tell me how you been faking the whole time. That's a surveillance goal. These niggas be playing for both sides. This shit can take a toll. There ain't no. There ain't no. Yeah. It ain't no place to come.
Oh god, this chair, man.
Yeah, I got a WD-40, that one.
Yeah,
I can go. I'll do that after this vocal break. But do you guys have any thoughts, want to tell anyone as we are nearing the last third of the show
already?
Well, yeah. Wow. Just a reminder, this is Charlie. You're listening to Zenner the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you guys know that some of the first radio in the world was at Tufts University?
You sent that to us.
I did.
The other day in our group chat. And that
I was looking through the materials at my job at Tufts Archival Research Center. And I found out some interesting things.
That's so cool.
So I think it was, the call sign was like WGI.
Wow.
And they were at the forefront of developing radio, both radio telephone communication and like commercial radio. And I think they broadcasted from like 5 p.m. to 1 in the morning. Wow. Which used to be like standard radio broadcast times. Wow. So like WTUR, that was their broadcast schedule too. WTUR, by the way, if you aren't familiar, was the previous iteration of Tufts College Radio before WMFO.
Wow.
What do you think they talked about?
I don't know, man.
Pretty much the same things as we talk about today. They listen to a lot of the same music.
You think they talk about 100 Gex?
Oh, man. They talked about, like, Bob Dylan and David Bowie and stuff like that. Like, we have in the closet, like, all of the, like, 1981 top songs of the month for, like, February. Could bring them out. We're going to donate all those to the archive sometime soon. So if you are interested in history, all of your Tufts student, come down to the archives. Check out what we have for your favorite club or just, like, we got crazy stuff. You could just say, I want to come in, show me something cool. And they'll show you, I don't know, like, a ancient cuneiform tablet. Or, like...
Honestly, I really love the yearbooks.
A lock of hair from, like, a Tufts student from, like, 1920.
Yeah.
We had a women's history class last semester. Oh, gosh. And we would go through the yearbooks and stuff at the archives. And it was really, really cool just to see, like, how different everything was. I don't know. Like, 70s yearbook at Tufts University. Do they still make yearbooks?
Yeah, well, okay. Our vocal break song is over, so it's time to listen to When You Die, Management.
Don't call me nice.
This is Heaven to Me by Tyler the Creator off of his new deluxe Call Me If You Get Lost.
Stress, I bleed, I don't got a boss. I go wherever and don't care about the cost. Gas money was stock for me. Now I got so many cars I can start up. We napping in parks, we in the sun getting docked up. Chilling with my suit on. Travel trunk is either more not leather or it's Vuitton. Sipping mint tea like we know the tree the leaf fell from. We come from them tiki punch drinks, had animosity for dinner up on your logo. That was in the past, now I'm Parmesan my bolo. Half a million drifting in the tire, reading toy. Your preferred alligator logo on my cotton polo. Living it up, my niggas is up. Y'all niggas is salty peanuts. We ain't giving a fuck, cause I'm blessed as hell and I ain't next to jail. Ain't got no psyche hiccups, plus I dress this well. My heaven 24/7. That's heaven. That's heaven to me. Y'all, because that's heaven to me, all. The lake water getting warmer from the radiant sun. My baby mama and my daughter getting chased by my son. The water gun is in his arms, that little nigga could run. He get it from his daddy's side, you know them Nigerians. My mama pulled up in a helicopter. Sister in the kitchen kicking Jackson, mixing vodka. After dinner, I'll convince him they should babysit him. Me and wifey getting ready to go see an opera. This the house we come to when we got nothing to do. The big yard, quaint size with the immaculate view. My boat dock got a yacht with a slide on the side. My son and I got some bikes we can ride. I'll show him how to willy.
All right, I feel like talking over this. You guys feel like talking over this?
Sure, we can talk.
Because we don't have that much time left for vocal breaks. Sure. But it's time for all the Tyler, the Creator fans like you, Alexia,
yes.
to weasel out of the woodwork. It's his two-year cycle.
I know you saw him, right?
I saw him on my birthday.
Was it
I saw him once, too.
My 18th birthday for what? The Igor tour.
Oh, the Igor tour?
Amazing.
Was it also the Igor tour? Because I saw him Igor tour, too. Igor tour, too.
I think so.
At a Gannis Arena.
Wait. I think I was there.
Was it on September 10th?
Probably.
Yep, it was on my birthday.
You guys were probably there. That's crazy,
that's funny,
bro.
That's funny.
Incredible.
Wait,
I
your
love
18th birthday?
My eighth? Was it my 18th birthday?
Because I feel like I went.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 18th.
I'm
17
that year.
No way.
Yeah, because I was still with
my birthday is in September. September 10th.
Well, let's look at the
2 years ago.
No, it was for Alexis
2019. Oh.
Yeah.
Then maybe it was for Flower Boy.
Wow.
Because I feel like I was younger.
Incredible experience.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wait, who opened?
Goldlink? Oh, and Jaden Smith.
Then it was Smith. That one, because yeah. I remember seeing Jaden Smith.
We probably were at the that same place. It was crazy. In the whole arena, I was there, and coincidentally, I sat behind someone from my high school.
That's crazy.
And I was in the way back. I was touching the wall.
You were in the pit.
And it was still a good view. No. I was in the seats.
You were in the seat, like in the nosebleeds.
I was touching the wall, and it was still a good view, because that arena is so small.
That was when Jaden Smith was dating Tyler. That was the era.
Yeah.
Because I remember before he went on stage, he was like, guys, give it up for my boyfriend, Tyler.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, that was when he was saying that.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess we all went
I was going to see him again, but I didn't think it was worth it because I really honestly didn't like his new album.
I didn't either. I'm probably not going to like his next one either. Yeah.
Probably not.
So let's move on to the last thing I had planned for Vocal Break. I've got a present for you guys.
Oh, bro. Really?
What?
Oh my god, he's pulling something
Stop.
Out. I'm getting excited.
Guys,
what is
it?
Is it Mia's bag?
Oh my god, it's our bag. Well, it's my bag. Thank you,
it's
Charlie.
It's your gloves.
Oh my god, it's my winter gloves and my Metallica sweatshirt.
How long have I had that for?
Since Valentine's Day.
This has been here since
yes,
Valentine's
months.
Day.
Months.
So
Incredible.
You're finally taking it back.
Thank you so much.
This is taking
Charlie.
Up space on my floor.
Thank you. And it will continue to take up space on my floor now.
a good exchange.
Thank
From
you
one
so
floor
much.
To another.
Oh,
we're
so
gonna do
wonderful.
Something with this bag for sure.
Yeah, I can print
cyanotype.
Out
a
tell the viewers what we got here.
So we have a nice canvas. Is this a canvas bag?
It is a canvas bag. It's a canvas tote bag.
And it is blank. And we also have Mia's winter gloves and Mia's sweatshirt that we left in Charlie's room.
Oh my God, I missed you.
Since Valentine's. We just keep forgetting about it.
I've tried to hand it to you like two or three times.
It's because we always go to like parties and stuff. And then we're like, can we leave this with you? We don't want to go.
We keep leaving it with you.
Because you go back early.
That's true, I do. Or I don't go at all.
We're the party animals around here. You stay secluded. That's going to be us.
Party animals, I think it's a bit of an overstatement, but...
Yeah, well...
That's true.
Whatever.
That's true.
That's fine.
That's true.
I'm excited for this summer. We're going to have to find things to do.
That's true. Alexi, do you like lobster?
I do.
All right, that's the first thing. That's one of the first things we're going to do when we move in. We're going to have a lobster boil.
Yeah.
Alexia taught me how to... Yeah. A lobster.
Right? I'm really lobster. Good.
Alexia's really good.
I think that'll be expensive, but I think that'll be a good way to housewarm our new house.
Of course. Do you think we should wait for everybody else to move in?
No, because I'm not buying that much lobster.
We'll just buy two lobsters. Fine. Just
wait,
for
what
each
if
other.
what if we do it when we move in and then we all collectively pay for the lobsters?
Lobsters are kind of
it's a summer activity too.
Fine. Yeah. Then we'll have.
We could maybe do it.
Again. We'll do something else.
I do love
dinner
lobster.
Right when we get
in
back.
In August. We can all make our own dish.
I can make pasta from scratch, like I was talking about last time.
With the whole gang, and we can invite people over. I think it would be great to be outside and grill.
All right, we're moving on to a song. We're going to listen to Chicago by Sufjan Stevens because I watched Little Miss Sunshine and it was in the movie. Let's go.
Myself and from the land, I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
You came to take us. All things go, all things go. To recreate us. All things grow, all things grow. Based upon the seeds, so it's left for love.
All right, this is Charlie. You have listened to Zenner, the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And up next is the wonderful Ian with Doopy Time. Ian, what is the doopy for today? If you're allowed to tell.
Should I say?
All right, maybe they're not allowed to say. All right, then we are out of here. Mia and Alexia, say goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you, Charlie, for having
us. Thank you.
Adios.
Gangster of love. I jumped in my white house Cadillac. I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight. It was $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The show says your name.